يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والأحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما ولا كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters and my fellow worshippers, today on Friday afternoon I would like to advise myself and invite all of you to keep reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are very important reminders. Book of Allah is best of the reminder, and as it's been called ad-dhikr, inna nahnu nazzalna ad-dhikra, we have revealed dhikr. Dhikr, one of the meanings of that is reminder, and reminder is always beneficial for mu'mineen. Inna ad-dhikra tanfa'u al-mu'mineen. Reminder is good for the believer. When I remind, it's reminder for myself, and it's reminder for everybody else as well. Quran speaking about bounties of the paradise, it has explained with the detail all the blessings and bounties of paradise. And at the conclusion again, as it's been said in the beginning, that this is jaza and reward for those who are patient. At the end he said, in hada kana lakum jaza'an. This is reward for you. Surely this is reward for your action and efforts. And as I've said last week, just to repeat that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that, see, I am giving this reward to you. But he wanted to say that whatever you do, that is being appreciated. And the efforts of mu'mineen are being appreciated. He wanted to give honor to the believers. So he has given such honor that when he wanted to give, although all the bounties that we have in this world, life of this world and tawfiqat and blessings that we have, all opportunities that we have, even opportunity to worship for him, pray for him, and do sabr in this world. That is also a tawfiq given by him. But at the same time, after giving everything, when we make a little effort, we don't have many choices, you know, in our life. Only the choice that human being have, you know, we said there is a free will for human being. Where this free will is going to be implemented, and where we can say that it is in exercise, it's been practiced. Free will becomes in practice when we made intention and we move towards that action. When we started making that effort, that is the point that your free will is going to be seen, and you can see that it is in practical. Otherwise, rest of things are not free will. Anytime anything can be changed. When you are ready, for example, when you are ready to do any effort, you can come for prayer. And when you reached for the prayer and you stand for the prayer and you made the intention, that is the point that your free will is going to be implemented and it's going to be exercised. Before that, there is no free will, that you left your house. Who knows that you're going to reach to the prayer? Who knows that you're going to be standing for the prayer as well? Most of things are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only a little free will that we have, for that also he said that I'm going to appreciate your effort in such a way that everything that I'm going to give in the other world, that is going to be counted for you. It is for your efforts. It is for appreciation of your efforts. It's not mine. So blessings of paradise are going to be appreciation of this world. And also we learned that whenever we see anybody makes an effort, at that time we need to appreciate. We should follow the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we appreciate the people, because appreciation, it is one of the points of success. It makes the person encouraged, and it is going to give enthusiasm to the person that he can make more efforts. So one effort is going to add many other efforts as well. After completion of this part, then Quran is started speaking with Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. By saying, "Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'an tanzila," that surely we have revealed this Qur'an as tanzil. There are two types of revelation. One is revelation that is called with inzal, as in Surah Mubarak Qadr, it's been said, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil Qadr." Inzal, it means that something that it's been revealed at once, as whole. So Quran has two kind of the revelation towards the Prophet, peace be upon him. One is revelation that is as whole, that has been sent down in the night of Qadr. That whole Quran has been revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Another type of revelation is gradual revelation that came step by step, ayah by ayah, or few verses, for example, for any event, according to the event, according to the needs of the people, this Quran is being revealed. So revelation, that means coming from the highest point to the level that people, they can understand that. That is another meaning of revelation, or sending down. That means if something is at the top and then it has to come down, that people, they can receive that. It has been sent down for the general people according to the events, that the people, they can relate with that, and Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, can speak with the people according to those events, that they can relate with those events. Otherwise, human being was not capable to grab and have the importance of Quran and understand that as if it was being sent down as once for the general people. So there is one of the revelation that is for the Prophet himself, that is being sent down to him, that as a mursal, as a personality that is authority to be revealed, this Quran was sent down for him. And second, that is a gradual revelation. In this part, it's been said that we gradually sent, because it's been used, nazzalna, tanzila. We have revealed in a process, and we have revealed Quran in portions. So there are portions of Quran that are being sent down until the final days of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That, for example, final verses of Quran when Holy Prophet was coming back from the Hajj at that time, final verses of Quran were being revealed to Holy Prophet as well. So that is what the Quran has said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ تَنْزِيلًا فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. When a book is being sent down, then it's required that the personality who receives Quran, he should have that patience in order to hold that book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being patient for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Prophet, peace be upon him, has to be advised. Even that personality who is highest in level in this world, that he is the chosen one in this world, selected within the prophets, then also he has to be said, فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. You need to be patient for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means all those people who like to look at Quran as a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them also secondary law is going to be for them that you have to be patient for that. When you receive commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practicing patience is really important. And then it's been said, وَلَا تُطِعِ مِنْهُمْ آتِمًا وَلَا كَفُورًا. One of the obstacles in order to understanding Quran is sinning and being disobedient. And obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it's been said that you have to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to be patient for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is opposite side as well, because Quran explains clearly and Quran does not like to leave any loophole that people they can again manipulate that. Quran has said, do not follow anybody who is sinner, and do not follow anybody who is disregarding the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kafur, the person who disregards, who does not appreciate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or negates the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not follow those. So there are places where we have to follow only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In obedience, we have to be obedient only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not anybody else. Anybody else, that means if we like to follow, then we have to see if qualities there are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the person who is chosen by Allah. If he is a person who is ilahi, with the qualities that are ilahi qualities, then we can follow from that. That is why when Quran wanted to say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasula wa ulil amri minkum. In order to be obedient, you need to see those qualities. If that exists in the person and wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, then you can follow. Otherwise, following from anybody who is sinner or the person who is ungrateful, it is not allowed. وَدْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And this commandment also, it is for the Prophet, peace be upon him, especially in a very first stage, because Holy Prophet is the authority to whom this Quran has been revealed. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken to the Prophet, وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آتِمًا. Do not follow anybody who is a sinner, and do not follow anybody who is ungrateful about the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to keep that Quran and Tanzeel that has been sent down, وَدْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, that you continue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembrance of Allah is the path towards the patience. If somebody likes to practice the patience in this world, what is the course for that? Course for the patience is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we continue worshipping Allah. That is the path of development. Isma Rabbika, that means you need to remember the name of your Lord, that is developer, that is the trainer, the one who upbrings. So the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is for our development. Remembrance of Allah is for our development, in order to be patient, in order to not to follow from the sinners, not to follow from the people, those who are unregardful. We need to do what we need to do. We need to continue. Wadhkur isma rabbika bukratan wa asila. Every day and night, in the morning and the evening. Two of the times that are being mentioned in Quran, although rest of times are also mentioned, midday is also mentioned, and midnight is also mentioned. But two times that are repeatedly been mentioned, that one is morning and second is evening, because that is the complete change in the planet, in this world. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you need to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the time for the acceptance of du'as. These are the time acceptance of worships and being connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive us all. May Allah reward us best of the rewards. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reward us those rewards that He has reserved us in the paradise. I ask Allah, may Allah make this Quran as the best of the reminder for us. I ask Allah, may Allah make us patient before the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah provide opportunity of dhikr. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طال البدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. I believe that I've forgotten the name of Hazrat Sayyida Salamullah Alayha. My salam and blessing and peace upon the daughter of the Prophet Sallallahu Alayki Ya Bint Rasulullah. Dear brothers and sisters, as the holy month of Rabi has started, the month that is very important for all the Muslims around the world and even all the human beings in this world, because in this month the personality is being sent down, that is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He is mercy upon the world, and all human beings should be appreciative for this month, and this is the month to pay regard before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the greatest blessing in this world, the greatest mercy in this world. I hope that celebration of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, become a path towards the mercy in this world, as every day that we see this world is changing to a brutal world. Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, came as a rahmatul lil alameen. And Islam that is unfortunately been introduced to the world by the so-called Muslims, that is a brutal Islam, which does not have any connection and relation with the personality of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Where is that mercy? That we see mercy of the Prophet, peace be upon him, with mushrikeen, with kuffar, with the disbeliever, with the people in Ahl Kitab. That was one of the symbol and significance of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And that is what our Muslims in the world need to think. This is the time that we really need to think that are we the followers of the Prophet, peace be upon him? Do we follow his path, or we follow a path of somebody else? Those who are claiming today to be Mujahid, and those who are claiming today that they are followers of Prophet, peace be upon him. How shame is that if these people are related to the Prophet, peace be upon him, then there is no room that somebody can follow Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. These people, they have become just a blame for the Prophet, peace be upon him. This month should be month of reflection, that how we can make this Muslims as Ummah, that we can stand together and we can make unity within the Ummah. As the time of the birth is from 12th to 17th, and the late leader had announced that as a week of unity. Although the present leader, he emphasized on this point a lot, that we as Muslim need to stand together. Week of unity should be the week that we participate with other people. We try to stand together as much as it's possible in order to promote the unity, in order to establish the unity within our communities, and invite other Muslims to our gatherings. Unfortunately, there are many walls that are being established between Muslims, and they do not like sometimes to get together and stand together. And I would like to say from this podium that our Sunni brothers and sisters, they need to make this effort. And our Shia community, our Mu'mineen also, they need to make efforts as much as it's possible. We should feel this is a responsibility. And this is one of the most important responsibilities of the time, that if we can establish the unity within the Muslims, that means we have failed the plots of enemies, those who plotted within the Islamic countries. I just want to bring your attention towards these groups that are existing today. According to the news, and if you look at this issue in depth, in the beginning this was called as a terrorism. They started calling that as the people, those who are brutal people, or those people who are destroying communities, attacking on the communities, and killing the people. But now it's becoming as institution. So I mean institution, that means terrorism as institution. They are trying to make it as a school. That the people, they should follow this school. And they must believe in this school. And that is what is happening. This is one of the deepest problem that you can just imagine. Yes, once somebody is a terrorist and he has committed a crime, and then he may believe that this is crime that I'm committing, or is taking money from somebody, and after that he is attacking on the community, that is not a major problem. That still can be tackled. And still it can be resolved. But when terrorism, it becomes an institution, that it becomes in the school, killing of people, it becomes a belief that somebody is doing that with a faith, that he considers that this is one of my worships. What I'm doing, it is one of the part of my religion. That is the major concern, that we really need to think about that. What imperialism has done, that they institutionalized today. The reports that are coming from many parts of Pakistan, Afghanistan, and now recently from Iraq, that they are taking little children, training them, and brainwashing them. Brainwashing at such a level that those terrorists who are being arrested from recently from this incident that have taken place in Peshawar, after that they are being arrested, and you just hear their interviews. In their interviews, they are not ashamed. They don't feel any shamefulness, but they feel that they are happy. And those who are in madrasas, some of the reporters, they went to take their interviews, and when they have taken their interviews, they ask them that, are you willing to do that? For example, suicidal attack. He says that, I wish I could do that. I wish if I have this opportunity. It's like you think that I wish I have opportunity to go majlis, to go to ziyarat of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, to do any good action. That is what they are wishing today. So that means they are making part of their faith. How they are doing that, they are braining their wash, taking the children from various places, sometimes kidnapping children and placing them in the madrasas from very beginning, hitting them and creating a hatred in the hearts of these children, and then giving them a belief that you are going to be in paradise. Tomorrow there are many blessings that are waiting for you. If you are being killed, if you attack on the people, then you will be rewarded high rewards. That is what has been said. As you know, somebody recites majlis and says, when you come to majlis, then there are many rewards for you. The people, they are encouraged. Similarly, these people, they consider that as a martyrdom. And killing the people has become just a martyr. They consider all other people in this world as a disbeliever. They say that anybody who is not involved and he is not busy with us in this jihad, so-called jihad, unfortunately, anybody who is not busy with us in this jihad, he is considered as disbeliever and he has to be killed. You can just imagine that this tragedy that have taken place in Peshawar, that has shook whole world. And anybody who was hearing, they had tears in their eyes. Presenters of TV, they had tears in their eyes, and they were weeping. But the people, those who are supporting, still in this community, in the same country, there are people sitting in the masajid. They are giving reasons for that. They're saying there's no problem with that. This is something that Prophet has done as well. So you see, that is what its deeper problem. That when you have a community that is going to be trained like that, or for example, the area that they have taken today in Mosul, that is completely equal to the Britain, according to the reporters, they said that it's equal to Britain. Over there, all the children they have taken, they put them in madrasas. They are beating them up. When somebody is being beaten and humiliated, he is going to be inhuman. And you can take any kind of action from these kind of people, those who are humiliated. Those who are being trained like this, that after beating up, they have hated about anybody. And you can take any job from them that you like. So in the past, there was one Israel. Now there is another Israel with the name of Islam from the Muslims. Same brutality, same state of fear that was in Israel. That they were treating Palestinian in the past and the Lebanese and rest of the community, those who are living around the Israel. But now there is another Israel. And this Israel And this Zionism is with the name of Islam, with the name of those who are calling themselves as the follower of the Prophet, peace be upon him. No, you don't need to be worried about Israel. You have to be worried about this. This is what the imperialist has done today with us, that they created such people, those who came a problem within the community, and they would like to create this disunity. And you can see that hundreds of people sometimes are being killed, and they are ready to kill them. And in Madaris, they are continuously giving their interviews that we are ready to do that, and we support. At the moment, in many parts of the country of Pakistan, leaflets are being distributed that we are followers of Daesh, and we consider them as Khulafa. That Khalifa is our Khalifa. We follow him as our Khalifa. So this is a major problem that we really need to think about, that how we would be able to tackle with that. But another side, of course, as Quran has said, Makaru Makarallah, Wallahu Khairul Makirin, that this is going to be the point that maybe Muslims around the world, Sunnis and Shias, would realize that they need to stand together. It will bring a unity between the Muslims, and they will be standing together. They will feel this need, that they have to stand against this problem. And if this becomes the result, then definitely we have been able to step forward. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this opportunity that we can establish unity within the Muslims around the world. Pakistani government, after this tragedy, has announced military courts in the country in order to fight with the terrorism. I do not know that how much sincere this government is, because you know, motives of this government from the very beginning that were not clear. And the second country after Iraq that has a majority of these terrorists, that is the Pakistan, or maybe we can say that all those people who came in Iraq attacking over there, these also included with the Pakistani, some of Bangladeshi, some Indians, they were from these countries and they came to Iraq. But after this tragedy that has happened with the military school, of course, they have started some sort of process to make these military courts. And but at the same time, when I said that how much sincere they are, that they are freeing the people, those who are who were involved in the killing in the past, they were being in jail. So you cannot imagine that at the same time, when it is need that they have to be in jail, they have to be freed. They are being put free to be in the country. So that is one of the major concerns, that we really condemn this government, that it has two faces. And Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is traveling Bahrain in near future, and he is going to have many contract with the Khalifa of Bahrain. So you can imagine that what is the plan, what is the plot, that what they like to do, that they are giving hand in hand, and all these terrorists, they are making the states of terrorism in the world. And the future, it is not look like very good, but we have the leadership, and we hope that inshallah this is not going to be in their favor, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change the circumstances, and all the circumstances will become under the leadership in the favor of Islam, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadina bayna yadayhi. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat bi jahi Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته
يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح من عبادته يا أبا صالح مددي مددي.